USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Supreme Court will let the Trump administration enforce its new asylum rules that say people seeking asylum need to do so in a third country. That would block most immigrants from Central and South America from seeking asylum at the southern border of the United States. Here's correspondent Wendy King.
Justices Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Sonia Sotomayor dissented from the High Court's order. Sotomayor said the ruling upends long-standing practices regarding refugees who seek shelter from persecution.
The National Hurricane Center says a storm system southeast of the Bahamas has a 70% chance of forming into a tropical depression or a tropical storm over the next 5 days. It's expected to move towards Florida. There are two other systems that could also develop into cyclones in the Atlantic. And this is USA Radio News.
Is it possible that an ancient mystery lies behind today's news? The events of the world, world leaders, even Donald Trump, and the events of your life. Could this mystery even reveal the future events that are yet to come? Jonathan Cahn, the New York Times bestselling author of The Harbinger, The Paradigm, and The Book of Mysteries, now brings The Oracle. Prepare to be blown away. The Oracle by Jonathan Cahn. Available on Amazon and wherever fine books are sold.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
A Supreme Court ruling sides with the Trump administration as it allows nationwide enforcement of a new rule to prevent most Central American migrants from seeking asylum in the United States. Justices Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Sonia Sotomayor dissented from the High Court's order. Sotomayor said the ruling upends long-standing practices regarding refugees who seek shelter from persecution. Authorities arrested a dozen leaders of a California-based church that were accused of subjecting dozens of homeless people to forced labor and holding them against their will. Court documents state that 12 church leaders with the Imperial Valley Ministries were arrested and charged with conspiracy, forced labor, document servitude, and benefits fraud. U.S. Attorney Robert Brewer said in a statement, "The indictment alleges an appalling abuse of power by church officials who preyed on vulnerable homeless people." You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Astronomers have for the first time discovered water in the atmosphere of a planet orbiting within the habitable zone of a distant star. The planet is called K2-18b, and it's a plausible candidate in the search for alien life. Details were published in the scientific journal Nature Astronomy. The habitable zone is the region around a star where temperatures are sufficiently benign for water to exist in liquid form. The team behind the discovery looked through the planets that were discovered by the Hubble Space Telescope for the past few years. Only K2-18b revealed the molecular signature of water. Water has been detected on other planets, but they've either been too big or too hot to support life. Techies are buzzing over the latest product by Apple. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has details.
Apple is unveiling a new slew of tech toys at its fall event in Cupertino, including new cell phones, the iPhone 11, 11 Pro, and 11 Pro Max, the latter two boasting three cameras on the back. CEO Tim Cook also unveils other products in the Apple family.
The new iPad, bringing a 10.2-inch Retina display, support for Apple Pencil and Smart Keyboard, and the power of iPad OS to more people than ever before. The new Apple Watch Series 5 with its always-on Retina display, compass, new finishes, and the amazing new features of WatchOS 6.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.